Welcome to the first episode of G Squared Unfiltered with Garrett
and Garrett,
where today we are talking about the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, and a little bit of college football as well.
And this is our first episode of the G Squared Unfiltered podcast, so we'll be trying to cover a little bit of everything while giving you a little bit of an idea of all the main events of sports going around and a little bit of special segments that we'll go through throughout the podcast.
Why don't we just hop right in right here with some NBA playoffs?
All right. Let's go through the West first. So we've got the Thunder versus either the Kings or the Pelicans. Obviously,
now we know is the Kings.
Yeah, we just watched the Pelicans. We just watched the SmackDown on national TV, where the Pelicans smoked the Kings, and obviously the Pelicans will be going on to play the Thunder, and they were without a key player tonight, right?
Yeah, no Zion, no problem for them.
Yeah, no Zion, no problem. I guess we'll see if he comes back around for the Thunder series, which I did read that it is going to be a two-week evaluation, so I guess they'll see how they're doing probably throughout the first week and then assess from there.
Yeah, and I mean, if tonight's any indication, I don't really think they missed him at all.
Yeah, I know. As you heard on the broadcast, after you put a bet in on the Kings money line, you heard that they have the second best defensive lineup out there without Zion. So
yeah, that was a mistake. Very much a mistake.
Well, I bet on De'Aaron Fox assists, and nobody else could make a bucket besides him tonight. So that was a little bit painful to watch. But I guess, would you be taking the Thunder or the Pelicans in the first game?
You know, like a week ago, I said Thunder are too young. They're not going to win in the playoffs. Pelicans are not beating them.
Yeah.
I definitely got the Thunder.
No, I agree. I think the Thunder take this series, and I think they probably take it in,
I'd say, five at the most. Maybe like five. A gentleman sweep to be nice to them, but it could be 4-0.
I could see it going to six just because of the inexperience they have, but I do think five is the magic number.
I thought inexperience would get to them. I don't think the Pelicans are going to be the ones to do it to them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the next game we got?
We got Nuggets-Lakers, which my heart, big Bron fan, I really want to take the Lakers. I just don't see the Nuggets losing to them. They haven't lost to them in about 500 days. Jokic is too good for them.
I mean, I'm a Bron fan as well, huge Bron fan. He's the GOAT, I think, in both of our opinions. Argue with that with somebody else.
Argue with a wall.
Yeah, he is the GOAT. And I mean, I completely agree. I think in my heart, I do think I want the Lakers to win, but my brain says that Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA, and it's not close. I think that he controls the game like no other player, and that's just an unstoppable force to have on your team, where they're literally able to control every second of the game.
Yeah, and he could be MVP again. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's probably between him or Shea. Knowing the NBA, they like to give it to the guys with the better seed.
We're hoping for Luka around here. Yeah. We are filming this podcast from Dallas, so we are definitely hoping for Luka. But, I mean, Shea has an incredible season going so far. And Jokic is obviously Jokic. It's just, but my man Luka, he's ridden the Mavs to all the way. What are we, the fifth
five.
Seed? We've ridden all the way to the fifth seed with a brand new team around him. So hopefully he gets some credit for doing that. But we'll see. But yeah, I do think the Nuggets take this fairly easily.
How many games do you think it goes?
Six. Unfortunately,
that's how I'm giving LeBron 2 wins.
Yeah. But, I mean, if there is a team that could maybe pull it out, it's got to be this team. Yeah. They are extremely dangerous. I mean, in playoff basketball, it's all about half-court offense, rebounding, and defense, because the game slows down a lot more, less fouls are called, stuff like that. And the Lakers are kind of built around being physical and having good defense, and obviously, Bron in the half court makes very, very good decisions.
They're going to need the role players to step up. Like, D'Angelo Russell, I think, hit 5 threes in their play-in game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he can shoot like that, then, you know, they got a puncher's chance.
Exactly. But they got, yeah. They need him to get hot if they want to be able to beat the Nuggets, because once playoff basketball comes around, Jamal Murray turns up and Michael Porter Jr. turns up and they start
And
hitting a lot of threes.
LeBron's too old to be doing it by himself. He needs a support cast now.
Yeah, he definitely needs everybody to step up. But Rui Hachimura has been coming along lately. They stuck him in the starting lineup the back half of the season, so, and he's kind of integrated well, and he's a good shooter. He can make his shots. I mean, he's not obviously a J.J. Redick or a Klay Thompson, but the guy can make some shots.
Well,
So,
Klay Thompson of
oh,
older
yeah,
years.
Klay Thompson,
Not
older,
this,
not
not
this
this
one,
year.
obviously.
You know, when he still had his Achilles.
And what is he targeting? $150 million contract. I think
Yeah,
that's gonna be
he's.
a little 125 to $150 million contract.
I don't know if McDonald's gives out those deals.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the Brooklyn Nets would pay him that or something. But all right, moving on to the third game of the Western Conference, the Timberwolves versus the Suns. What do you think about that one?
I think that's going to be a fun one. The Timberwolves haven't won a series since 04 in the playoffs, so that could be tough. But in the end, I would say I like Durant, Booker, and Beal more than Cat, Gobert, and Edwards. I'm also just not a big Gobert fan, especially after he ruined the NBA a couple years ago with COVID. That really didn't help him out for me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could say
Like.
that. Yeah, I think I do like the Timberwolves a lot. I like their squad. I'm a big fan of Anthony Edwards. Maybe just because of his personality. I think he
That's what
has an
I mean.
amazing personality
I love Anthony Edwards,
for
love
an
him, but I
NBA
just
player.
don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I
And
do have a, what would you
well, I was
like
just saying, I
to?
feel like Durant's got something to prove. You know, he hasn't
Yeah.
really done much since he left Golden State. You know, people are starting to talk about that now, and I'm a huge Longhorn fan. I like Durant. Ever since he went to Golden State, he kind of fell down on my list, but I think, you know, he's got people talking about him not being able to do anything since Golden State. So now it's kind of like put up or shut up time for him.
It really is put up or shut up time for him. I mean, ever since he's left Golden State, he's been trying to be the leader on a team to win the title, because obviously Curry was the leader on those teams, but Kevin Durant, most likely the best player on that team, but he
As
was
his
not the
finals
leader.
MVPs proved that, but yeah, he was not running the clubhouse.
Yeah, absolutely not. He was not the leader of the squad. He had no, I don't think he had really any effect on the morale of the team when stuff started going bad and they needed to, well, not many things went bad when
You
he was
join
on
a
that team, but
73 win team and it's pretty easy then.
he wasn't, I
He didn't
mean,
have to lay any of the groundwork.
yeah, exactly. So he definitely has something to prove. The Timberwolves have had a really good season this year, and they're adding Cat back for the playoffs, which is obviously a huge addition. I have a pick on the Timberwolves to win, or a bet on the Timberwolves to win the game one, the first game.
I don't hate that. That's
Yeah,
in
in
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Fans gonna be wild.
Yeah, they are going to be crazy. So I mean, I hope the Timberwolves pull it out. I do have a little bit of, I guess, resentment in my heart against the Suns because of all the smack talk that's happened between the Suns and the Mavs over the years. So, but I will try to be as least biased as I possibly
Yeah, they talked a lot of
can.
shit to get the doors blown off in that game seven.
Yes, they did. They got smoked that game. That was
That was
quite a,
beautiful to
it was
watch.
beautiful for us to watch, quite embarrassing if you were a Phoenix Suns fan at the
Yeah.
time. So, I mean, I do think that in my opinion, I think that the Timberwolves will take this just because, I mean, maybe the Suns have been just waiting for the playoffs to turn up. I think this is a very interesting series. I think it's the most interesting, besides the Clippers and the Mavs. I think it's
Yeah.
right up there with the Clippers
I
and the
think those are the
Mavs.
two best series of the play of the first round.
So I think it's
You're
going to be a
thinking
good one.
Timberwolves?
I think I'll be taking the Timberwolves. I like Anthony Edwards. I think they play really good defense, and I don't think the Suns play the best defense. They kind of depend on, they don't, I mean, they may play good individual defense, but they don't play very good team defense. And I
Yeah.
think the same thing on the offensive side of the ball as well. They play very good individual offensive basketball, but I do not see them running like certain, like the Nuggets, for example. They have the best player in basketball, but they run a crazy amount of sets to get people
Yeah.
open, where I feel like the Suns play a lot of ISO ball and rely on their stars. But in the playoffs, over the past couple of years, you've had to have a complete team in order to make some damage.
I'd agree with that. I don't hate your Timberwolves pick, but I will be taking the Suns.
Okay.
I think they can make a deep run this year. I don't know why, I just got that feeling.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to the Clippers and the Mavs, which I think is going to be an amazing series. So I'm
Yeah.
very extremely excited, also very extremely nervous because when the Mavs were closing out their season, and I realized about 2 weeks before the season ended, they had about a 90-something percent chance to play the Clippers in
Yeah,
the
just
playoffs. So what is it, round three of us playing them in the playoffs?
yep.
So
I think Luka's been here, what, 6 years, and they're 0 for 2 against them in the playoffs. This is the third meeting, so.
And why I think this is intriguing is that this is the first time that Luka has had defenders and honestly offensive threats in the
Yeah,
paint.
he's got a star to go with him in Kyrie, which I think is huge. Them two playing together, fun to watch. They're very good.
And then on the other side, on the other team side, you also have this Kawhi injury that's been plaguing him throughout the past, I guess, past month. I mean, I guess his past couple of years of his career, but I mean,
Yeah,
the guy
and that's what,
is.
even if he's back, I don't know if he's, I definitely don't think he'll be 100%. I don't even know if he'll be 90%. And that's just, falling into the Mavs' favor right there.
Yeah, and I think, well, I saw a report the other day where it said that some people are concerned with the amount of swelling that's been occurring in his knee. Do I actually fully believe that report and think it will hinder his playoffs? I don't think so, at least in the first round versus the Mavs. I mean, the
Yeah.
guy is, once the playoffs hit, the guy is
I mean, he's not human. He's
amazing.
not human,
Yeah,
so.
the guy is best lockdown defender you can have on the wing, and he'll also give you, he could give you 40 points on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guy is a freaking beast,
They haven't
and
said he's going to play game one, have they?
I don't think there's been an official. We can look at it really
Yeah.
quick. Kawhi
But
Leonard.
I don't believe that they've officially said he's playing game one.
Uncertain injury status for game one, but they remain hopeful he'll be available. So there's some optimism there.
Yeah. But see, I think that that's optimism, and I think he's just playing more to my favor where he's not going to be.
Yeah, 100%. I
Yeah.
mean, he'll give, I think, I mean, he'll give everything that he can get, so that he can give. I do think. Think that we take game one. I saw that the line opened at Clippers at 1.5, and it's moved to Mavs to 1.5 or 2 points
Think I
now.
saw
So I
that
think,
too. Yeah, Mavs -2 is what I'm
yeah.
seeing.
So I think a lot of people agree that obviously it's not always the best to go with the public for
Yeah.
sports betting wise, but I do
Hey,
think
lately the
that,
public's been hot.
yeah, and I think that Vegas even agrees the reason why they're shifting the line so much
Yeah.
is because I think they're catching on that a lot of people think the Mavs are going to take game one, and then you always have the chance of playoff P, baby.
Yeah, we can get him to disappear, which is so crazy because when he was with the Nuggets, or not the Nuggets, the Pacers way back in the day, those Pacers Heat matchups with LeBron, so fun to watch. He was so good. Then he borderline had to amputate his leg, and he just has not been the same in the playoffs since then.
Yeah, he has not been the same in the playoffs since then. And I think a lot of it has to do with his play style. And I don't think that's necessarily his fault. I just don't think he doesn't obviously have the same athleticism he used to
Yeah.
where he can get to the rack. And I think he's a lot of times he's a spot up shooter or a shot creator. And when, no matter if you're a shooter of any kind, if your shot's not falling, it's just kind of like, okay, well, what else do you have going
Yeah.
on? I mean, obviously he's a good defender on the other side of the ball, a very good defender on the other side of the ball, but on the offensive side, he's not gonna be like a Luka Doncic where, hey, I'm 2 for 7 right now from three. I should probably drive and get some turnaround jumpers and other things like that get going. But and then we also have Harden, who
Yeah,
you never
he's
know.
choke
Yeah,
artist.
exactly. What do you think about Mr. Harden? I mean, he's had a kind of rough of a back half of season. Some Clippers fans are talking about starting Russ instead in the
Yeah,
playoffs.
I don't know. I can tell you that without no Kawhi, that duo right there does not scare me at all.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can trust Harden in the playoffs until I see it happen, and I haven't seen it happen.
So what do you think? The Mavs take it in how many games?
I really want to say five, but
Keep the math room
I
on.
think I gotta go six.
I
I don't
think
see it going
six.
past six, so I could see five or six, but I'll give the Clippers two wins.
I think that, yeah, I agree. I agree completely with that. I think if it goes to a game seven, I'm gonna be really nervous as a
Yeah,
Mavs fan.
very
I think I'm
nervous.
gonna be trembling as a Mavs fan if it goes to
Yeah.
game seven. So I hope it only goes to six, and I hope the
Yeah.
Mavericks come out on top there. But they have been the hottest team in the league on the back half of the season, so
Yeah.
I really think that they have a good chance considering what they've been able to do on the defensive side of the ball. We just need the role players to make some shots, and we'll be okay.
Amen. And while we're talking about Dallas sports, look at this thing I saw the other day. Let's see if I can find it.
But oh, you know what I should look is,
Look
damn
at
it.
this. Like, how can you not love sports? Sunday, we got Mavs Clippers game one. Monday, Stars Knights game one. Tuesday, Mavs Clippers game two. Wednesday, Stars Knights game two. Thursday is the draft. Then Friday, we got day two of the draft with Mavs Clippers game three. Saturday, draft day three with Stars and Knights. Like, all next week, we
We're
just got sports, sports, sports.
living good as Dallas
Yeah,
fans
we
right
are.
now. We're living
It's one of the
good
better
as
times of
sports
years
fans.
to be. To be in Dallas, especially because the Cowboys can't blow it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And we're still living off the high of the Rangers World Series win,
Yeah.
even though they've started out their season a little bit rocky, but we're
Yeah.
getting our pitching back at the back half of the season. We'll get there.
Just like last year, where they won 90 something games, blew 30 something saves. So,
Yeah, I mean, just like this year, we're
yeah.
looking the same. And I do see Derek Lively is trending toward playing game one, so that'll be huge
That
for the
is
Mavericks
huge.
getting him back. So that's very exciting. And
So I got Mavs in six. You got Mavs in six.
I got Mavs in six. I think that we take game one, and I think that if we take game two, there's a threat we could even take it in five.
Yeah. Especially if we went to there coming back here.
So let's just hope for the best come Sunday
Yeah.
afternoon at 2:30 Central
Yeah.
Time. Let's move on to the Eastern Conference. Let's see what
Yep.
we got here.
We got Celtics Heat.
Celtics Heat. Yeah, we did also watch that slaughter on national television that
Yeah.
happened. I personally thought the Bulls would keep it closer than that. They went off the other
I
day
definitely
where.
thought the Heat were going to win. Did not think it was going to be a bloodbath like it
Yeah, no, it
was.
was a bloodbath. The backups were in with a lot good amount of time left on the clock. It
Yeah.
was not even a close game. So, I mean, I guess we got Celtics versus Heat. I think
Yeah.
the
Well, that
Celtics.
was last year where the Heat were up. 3-0. Celtics won three straight, and then Heat took game seven. I think that was
I
last
think
year,
that was
wasn't it?
last year, yeah.
I don't see it going like that again. I think the Celtics are out for revenge.
Yeah, I think the Celtics are on a revenge tour this year, but I'm a bit weary on the Celtics.
Yeah.
I do not think that, obviously the first round, I think they take this series in five games. I maybe even four. I think
Yeah.
that they will. I don't think Miami is very good, and I think that the Celtics are very, very good, and I think they're very, very good against teams that are bad like that.
Yeah.
I think that they smash them.
And I don't even know. Have they said?
Oh, the Heat have.
Because he didn't play tonight, Jimmy.
Yeah,
No timeline to return.
expected to miss several weeks right there.
Yeah, the Heat season's over. They just
Yeah.
they got four, maybe five more games left, but that season's over.
Yeah, so I would even if I mean if he's not coming back, then I would even say it's the Celtics in four. But the only reason I would give him a grace of five is because Eric Spoelstra is an
Yeah.
amazing head coach.
And if they can the Heat can find ways to win.
Yeah, and so yeah, I got the Celtics. I guess, and I'll go Celtics in five. I'll
I
go
think I'm
Celtics
going
in five.
four. I think
Yeah,
they're gonna
four,
sweep them.
sweep them. Yeah, I could see that too. The Heat morale is probably low, losing their star. So.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, the Celtics might lay the smack down on, but I am a bit weary on the Celtics going further into the playoffs. Maybe not necessarily in the East. We'll get to the Bucks, but the Giannis thing
Yeah.
obviously has a huge impact, and nobody really knows about. I don't really think any other team can even compete against them, but I do think that when they most likely run into a Western Conference team in the finals. I think if it's the Nuggets that they'll probably lose in six.
Yeah.
But we can move on to the next game we have is the Knicks and the 76ers,
Yeah.
which is intriguing, very intriguing. I love to see Joel Embiid play playoff games in the
Yeah.
Garden. That's very cool to watch. That'll be
And
very cool.
obviously the Knicks don't have Randle. He's out for the season. Brunson's been playing hot lately, but I don't know. Embiid is the best player in that series. Even if he's not 100%, he's still probably the best player in that series.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, Embiid kind of had a rough game the other day, but I think that was kind of just him getting back into things a little bit.
Yeah. And they got Tyrese Maxey, DFW local.
Yeah, they do have Tyrese Maxey, DFW local. That guy is very good. He'll give you buckets. I think the Buddy Hield addition for them was huge for spacing wise. That's always been, at least over the past couple of years, the concern for the 76ers is
Yeah.
they lacked spacing and consistent shot making, which I think they have now. So once they figure out how to kind of pair all that around Embiid and kind of get him more solidified in the paint rather than getting the ball outside of the paint and working with his way in, I think that they get him the ball in the paint and surround himself with shooters and cutters, I think the 76ers will have a good chance to take this
Yeah.
against the Knicks. But the Knicks have been scrappy.
They are.
They're very scrappy. You never know with the Knicks. They're, well, at least this year. In previous years,
Yeah.
you don't have very high expectation of the Knicks, that's for sure. But they're pretty scrappy this year. They won a lot of games in the regular season. They got the second seed,
Yeah, they got the
so
two seed.
they can win some games. But I do think the 76ers probably take this. I want to say, I bet they take it in seven. I think
Yeah.
seven. I think it'll be a close series.
I think six
Think
is what
six?
I'm saying. Although I don't have a game seven yet, which is kind of nervous because you know we're going to get
Yeah,
seven.
that was kind of my thought process
Yeah.
behind that right now, is I haven't said game seven and we've gone
Yeah.
through what, six series, and so
As
there's got to be a couple game sevens, at least two,
long
I
as you just
feel like.
don't give me the Mavs Clippers game seven, let us win that in
Yeah,
six,
let
and I don't care.
us go into LA, win game one and two, and let me feel pretty good about this
Yeah.
here. Come on, Luka.
Please.
I'm begging you. But okay, so now we're going to Bucks and Pacers, which is actually very interesting with the Giannis injury.
Yeah. I think it all depends on Giannis's health. If he doesn't play, I don't see a way that they can win. And if he does play, he's gonna have to be pretty healthy, I still think.
I mean, Giannis is just one of those freaks, man, where he's kind of like LeBron in a way, where like he'll go down with an injury, but he can come back really fast. I think I read something where Giannis spends like at least, well, I know LeBron spends millions of dollars on
Yeah.
recovery every season, but I think I read something where Giannis does something similar, where he constantly works not only on his game but on his body and his recovery, to where he, when he does run into injuries like this, because he is a very physical player, that
Yeah.
he's able to recover quicker than expected, at least, unless it's obviously a big injury. But I think in situations like this, and he's got the mindset, man, where he can just fight his way back from this kind of stuff. But it says, I mean, according to Bleacher Report, a report from Shams says he could miss 2 to 4 weeks with a calf injury. So, I mean, it doesn't look like he's going to be
Well, that was also dated, what, the 10th?
no, the 19th
Oh, that was
today.
yesterday.
Yeah, that was today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's doubtful to start the series. And then,
Yeah, they're going to need to prolong the series as long as they can, steal some wins, and hope we can come back in the back half.
I'm sure. I mean, he even said, like, and we know his Giannis's Superman ability, but that clearly puts his status for this series in jeopardy. So obviously the guy can make quicker recoveries, but I mean, anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, man, this.
Yeah, no Giannis and Doc Rivers as your
So
coach.
let's let, I
Not the
mean,
best storm.
let's see, like, theoretically how long their series could possibly go. What's their playoff schedule? So I guess the 19th or the 21st is their first game, 2 to 4 weeks from today. So if 2 weeks, I mean,
That would be like a game seven.
yeah, it would be May 4th. So yeah, that would pretty much be, yeah, exactly. That would be game
Yeah.
seven. That would be the day before game seven. I mean, if he pushed it, I mean, he could have a
I
game
think
six on
he could be
May
back
2nd.
by five if they get there and still, you know, it's not 3-1, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I still like the Pacers.
Dame's gonna have to do some heavy lifting, and big boy Bobby Portis is gonna
Yeah.
have to come out a little bit. He's gonna be starting, so he's
And
gonna.
I'm not a believer in Doc Rivers. He won that championship with the Celtics, and I feel like it's added life to his NBA coaching career.
Which is, I mean, kind of going off the trail here, but the Bucks, at least, I mean, they started with a really good record, and they fired their coach.
Yeah.
They fired Adrian Griffin. They were
Yeah,
23. I think they were 23-9. I think.
and I think I saw something where like Rivers was like, "Oh, well, everyone who takes over mid-season, like they don't ever have a good record." It's like, because most of the time when people are taking over mid-season, it's for the worst teams in the league, not for one of the best teams in the
Yeah.
league.
I think their concern was their offense was really good, but their defense was kind of lacking. But now they've hired Doc Rivers, and they're kind of mid at both now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
Well, that's
like,
what you get from a mid-coach.
yeah. I guess we'll see what happens. He's got a lot of heavy. Dame and Bobby Portis and Chris Middleton have a lot of heavy lifting they're going to have to do this
Yeah.
series. I mean, the Pacers have been kind of lacking the back half of their schedule. They started out really hot, so if they could get back to that point, I think the Pacers could take this series. But I do think the Bucks, if I don't know how to predict this one, because if the Bucks prolong it and Giannis is able to come back for
Yeah.
six, maybe six, because that would be 13 days,
Yeah.
I would have the Bucks winning.
Yeah, if it goes,
But
if they can get Giannis, but he's also got to be healthy. I don't know. I just think Pacers are gonna go out there, steal game one, and then I don't, it might be over before it started.
Yeah. So what is your prediction for that?
I'm gonna go Pacers in six, and Giannis does not play.
Okay. I'm gonna go Bucks and seven.
Bucks in seven.
Bucks and seven.
I'm assuming that means you think
I mean,
Giannis will play.
Giannis comes back. I think Dame, I think they have, I think considering how the Pacers have been extremely wishy-washy lately, I think that the Bucks have the star power to keep themselves afloat. And if they're able to do that with Giannis coming back, then I think the Bucks take
And they
it.
have the players that have been in the playoffs
Yeah.
before.
Bobby Portis makes big shots. Dame makes big shots. Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
Brooke Lopez has tons of playoff experience. Yeah. All right. So the
And
last,
finally is Cavs
I'll let
Magic.
you introduce this one
That is
because
just I've been thinking about that one all day, and I feel like I just need to flip a coin for who.
Okay, so I've been paying a good amount of attention to the NBA lately, where I don't know what to think of the Cavs, man. I mean, I know what to think of the
Yeah.
Magic. Extremely good on defense,
Defense, yeah.
rebounding, the integral things to the game of basketball. But everybody knows this, the Magic lack in shooters.
Yeah, they are.
So it's just kind of like, is Cole Anthony going to give you 20 points, maybe 50, where you need a guard to get
And you're
you like
just like the
20
Magic are
points?
all so young, you know, they, I don't know. I think I'm leaning Magic right now, to be honest with you.
Well, I think the Magic just have four guards, and they just need one of them to give them a good series of like 15 to 20 points a game. And I
Yeah.
think they'll take this. Because, I mean, they have Jonathan Isaac. He's not a bad player. He can get you like 12, 13 points off the bench, I think, is their first guy off the bench. I think, obviously, Paolo Banchero is a very good basketball player. He's young. He's very,
Yeah.
very, 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 very young. But, I mean, I think the Cavs, they have better guards. They've got Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. They
Yeah.
don't have as good of wings, but they do have wings who can make shots with Caris LeVert and Max Strus. They have two pretty good defenders, rebounders in the paint with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, but they're gonna have to figure out.
Longhorn legend, Jared Allen.
Yeah.
Don't forget that
All right, well, Sooner legend, Buddy Hield for
part.
the Sixers to go. We got Austin Reaves for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Well, he also could be a shocker, Wichita State shocker. But back to the Cavs and Magic. I don't know. I mean, I like the Magic. I think they're I like the young teams. I mean,
I like
I
that they're
do
so much,
think,
the young teams are so fun to watch
yeah,
all the
they are.
time.
So I'm a little, I definitely think I'm a little bit biased towards younger teams just because they're fun to watch. But
This one, I do have this game going 7 games.
yeah, I
Mostly
think
because I can't pick one,
I
so give me a
think
little
this
longer.
also goes 7 games, but I think the Cavs inevitably take it because I think they just have
They will have the
more.
home court advantage.
And I think that the lack of fouls, I mean, obviously defense becomes more of a premium in the playoffs, but I think that the foul calling goes down, which kind of gives you a little bit more of a cushion on defense. But I do think it just comes down to the, I think it, a lot of it comes down to the guard play and Paolo Banchero for the Magic. If
If
Paolo's
indeed.
going off and the guards are going off, then I think the Magic take it, but I think I'll go with the Cavs because of the experience and
I'm taking the Magic just to take them. Just it's sole heart pick. I want to see them move on. But I definitely have it going 7. Yeah, I see this right here. Series to go over 5.5 games, -180. So
I think it'll go 7.
everyone's expecting it to go.
I think the Cavs. I think the Cavs. Do the Cavs have home court advantage in that?
Yeah, they do. They're the fourth seed.
Yeah, so I think the Cavs will take it in 7 and
Yeah.
take game 7 at home.
Yeah, I don't know if the Magic can win a game 7 on the road yet. They might be a little too young, but we'll see.
All right. Do you wanna go into our special segment, Idiot of the Week?
Yeah.
So who are you gonna give that
So,
to this week?
my idiot of the week, without a doubt, is Greg Doyle, the Caitlin Clark reporter. I'm sure y'all all saw it. Got to be the horniest man in Indiana. Like, what is he doing out there? Like, the first time you ever meet someone in a press conference at your job, and that's how you act. Yeah, I'm sure y'all have seen it by now, but he gives her the heart sign and then asks the coach, "Oh, what are you gonna do with that?" Like, come on, dude. You got to be a little more professional than that.
Well, and I, yeah, exactly. And I think the fact that he just kept kind of doubling down
Yeah.
on it made it a lot worse and
Yeah.
uncomfortable. But I completely agree with you. He is definitely a good candidate for Idiot of the Week. I think the crazy part is that usually reporter questions don't blow up that much, but this has been on every
And I mean, she's
single,
been everywhere because,
yeah.
whether the old UConn ladies and Breonna Stewart like it or not, she's going to be the face of the WNBA.
Oh,
And the
100%.
WNBA needs her to be face of the league. So
Absolutely.
obviously, it was going to be newsworthy whatever happened at that press conference. But the fact that Greg Doyle did that.
If she single-handedly turns in WNBA into a profitable organization, she will be the face of the WNBA for a very long
Yeah.
time. For a very
And
long
she's
time.
got the marketability to do it. This year, I mean, women's college basketball, most time no one's ever talking about that. This March, people were talking about women's basketball way more than men's basketball. And it was because of her, the Caitlin Clark show. It's real.
Exactly. It is absolutely real. People just love to watch her. I mean,
Yeah.
she's amazing. She does things that are life-changing for girls basketball.
Pulls up from
Yeah.
30 feet like it's nothing.
Exactly. Like nothing. I'm interested to see if the organization, what are the Indiana
Fever.
Fever, yeah, Indiana Fever. I'm interested to see now because it'll be Caitlin Clark and Lion Boston. I think that they have a lot of star power with those two in between themselves, and I'm
Yeah.
interested to see if more players will go to the Indiana Fever and if they'll be able to compete. I don't know too much about the WNBA. I don't keep
Yeah.
up with that often, but I'm wondering down the line if the sheer star power and maybe I don't know if the WNBA has a salary cap.
I'm sure
But
they do.
I'm sure they do. I just wonder if they'd be able to pay players more to go there. I don't think
I don't know, but I
so.
did see that like all but four of their games are going to be on national television this year. Like, they know that like they got to strike while the iron's hot, and with Caitlin Clark, the iron is hot right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, yeah, obviously they're going to put a ton
And
of
I
their
think,
games on
yeah, she
national
opens
television.
up in Dallas against the Wings.
Yeah, that's, yeah, for a preseason game. So I guess we'll see her. I mean, I hope she plays
Yeah,
preseason.
she'll definitely play.
But I guess we'll see. I mean, I think other players could go to the Indiana Fever and make them. I wonder if they could ever compete. I mean, the Las Vegas Aces, it's them, and then a large gap between the rest of the league. So I
And I think
wonder if.
the Chicago Sky can be pretty good. They got
Yeah.
the what, Carmelo Cardoza and
Yeah.
what, I just forget her name, Angel
Angel
Reese.
Reese, yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna have the Twin Towers down
Yeah,
low.
they do. They definitely have the Twin Towers over there, and they're rookies, and they're gonna have them for a very long time. So it's gonna be interesting. Yeah. I think the WNBA, I haven't ever been the biggest proponent of women's basketball, but I think it'll be very interesting. And
Yeah,
I
I can tell you
think.
I've probably watched one game of WNBA in my life, and I plan on watching some this year
Yeah,
because I want to watch Caitlin Clark. She's must watch TV.
I think it's gonna be very interesting as these players develop in the next couple of years to see where the WNBA goes.
Yeah.
So,
That is my idiot of the week, Greg Doyle.
And my idea of the week, we haven't really touched on any fighting or boxing or anything like that, so it's kind of out of left field over there. But my idiot of the week, which is Ryan Garcia, which has made tons of news lately. He is gone off of his rocker. People are saying that he's doing the hard drugs or he's an alcoholic, which, I mean, he went on the weight scale today and chugged a whole beer before he got on the
Oh, that was
scale. So
him. I was
yeah,
gonna say,
that was
I'm
him.
so out of touch with the fighting world, but I did see that.
Yeah, so the reason why he did it is because yesterday when they had their private weigh-ins, like without the fans being there, he weighed in 3 pounds over. But the thing is, they had a press conference before that where Devin Haney, who's the guy he's fighting, bet him that he would come overweight, and Ryan Garcia bet back that Devin Haney would come overweight because Devin Haney usually walks around at like freaking 170 and he's fighting at 140. So, but Devin Haney always fights at 140, so he knows how to cut himself down to that amount. So Devin Haney came in at 140, but he made a bet with Ryan Garcia at the press conference that Ryan Garcia would come overweight and every pound would be $500,000. And so, and the funny part is Ryan Garcia's dad was sitting right next to Ryan Garcia, and he told him, like, in front of everybody, don't take this bet. Like, don't take this bet. Because he
His
knew,
dad knew.
yeah, he knew his son has not been completely focused on his training and was most likely going to come overweight. And what do you know? Next day, he came over, I think it was 3.2 or 3.4 pounds over the 140 limit. So he was
Just lost
143.2.
$1.5 million
Yeah, so
by being an
in the
idiot.
renegotiation processes, he lost $1.5 million. And the kicker is he can't fight for Devin Haney's belt now. Because if you don't make the weight limit, then you can't
Oh.
fight for the belt. So now he's not even fighting for a belt. He's just fighting for money now that
Yeah.
he clearly needs back after losing
And I'd
$1.5 million.
definitely say that they are both two idiots of the week.
Yeah.
So I didn't know much about Ryan Garcia. Once again, I don't really follow fighting too much, but that's about as dumb as it gets.
All right, now to our next segment. Where are we going?
We got NHL playoffs, which, I mean, we both follow the Stars. So I think we'll be the first two to tell you we don't watch NHL, too in depth. So it'll just be a little brief, just tell you who's playing who. We're gonna give a quick pick.
Hey, we're gonna work on it this playoffs.
Yeah, we are.
We're
I mean,
gonna
I
get
definitely
more
plan
in
on
depth.
watching it in the
Yeah.
playoffs. It's just I did the 82-game season. Besides the Stars, I didn't really watch two other teams be playing. So we can start with Florida Tampa. I do know that's gonna be a good series. Florida's one seed in the East, and Tampa's what, I think they won two out of the last four Stanley Cups, and they've played in three of them. I think
Yeah.
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I think at least for the Florida Tampa series, I think it's going to be a very good series. The Florida Panthers did come on really strong on this back half of the season. I've noticed they're on a 4-game win streak right now, so they're kind
And
of hot going
they
into
went to the
it.
Stanley Cup last year.
I mean, I feel like teams like
Oh, I think they were an 8 seed last year. I think they
Yeah, they
upset
did.
Boston and then went.
Yeah, they
And
did
I mean,
win.
normally the President's Cup trophy winner does not go very far.
Yeah. Gonna hate on the Rangers like that? Luckily, it wasn't the Stars getting the championship cup. But yeah, the Panthers are impressive, man. They went in as an 8 seed and upset the Boston Bruins last year, who, I mean, didn't they set a record of wins or come close to it.
I don't know if they set the record. They might have set their own, but yeah, I know I that they were very good last year.
Yeah, and they lost in the first round. The Panthers didn't. I'm pretty sure they got smoked.
Kind of sounds right.
Oh no! Wait! Oh no! They won a game. They won 7 games, but that's crazy. Even to beat that Boston Bruins team as an 8 seed in 7 games is a little bit insane.
I think I'll be taking the Florida Panthers in this solely because Tampa beat the Stars in the Stanley Cup a couple years ago. So
I think I'm also going to take the Panthers in this. I think that they found something last playoffs, and I think that they've stayed consistent with what they're doing, and the results are proving themselves. And I don't think the Tampa of new is the same as the Tampa of old.
Yeah. Then we got Bruins, Toronto. I think Toronto is like notorious for choking
always
in the
losing
playoffs.
It. Always.
So good at it. But hell, the Bruins did it last year, so I think it's just a battle of who can choke first.
There's definitely some truth to that. I think that, I also completely agree with that. But I think a lot of people are going to pick the Bruins in this series, but for some reason, I got a feeling. It's more based off feeling. My brain says Bruins, but my feeling says the Toronto Maple Leafs will not choke.
I'm taking Toronto because I love watching Austin Matthews play.
So I think Toronto.
And, I mean, they're a good team. They are a good team. And this is a battle of, the original six? Both these teams are original six members of the NHL, I believe. Go to fact check me on that. But I believe that that is correct.
What'd you say?
They're both part of the original six.
Oh.
I don't remember who all. I know most of them are Canadian teams, but I think that,
The Leafs, the Rangers, the Montreal Canadiens, Red Wings, Chicago Blackhawks, and the Bruins. So that is cool. Two of the original six. But yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Maple Leafs. I think that this is their time not to choke. Yeah. I think they may choke later in the playoffs, but I think that I'm pretty sure the Maple Leafs versus the Bruins is kind of a rivalry as well. So
yeah, it is. All the original six teams hate each other.
So I'm gonna go with the Maple Leafs here. I think they're gonna take it. I think they're gonna take it in seven. I think it's gonna be a close series.
I could see that. What's next? The Rangers Capitals?
Rangers versus Capitals is next. The number one team in hockey versus Ovechkin.
Yeah.
But he's old.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would love to see Ovechkin keep going in this, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I think, I don't, I think it's the, I think that it'll be the Rangers show. I don't think that they'll choke in the first round of the Capitals. I think that they'll probably take this series fairly easily. I've watched the Rangers actually a few times this season, surprisingly, and I think that they're a very good hockey team. But as you said before, whoever wins the President's Cup usually doesn't fare well in the playoffs. So,
but I'm going against that with this one because I got the Rangers too.
Well, yeah, I got the Rangers winning this, but I don't think they'll make it all the way.
I think that
another team could take them out before then. And then, but yeah, I got the Rangers winning this in hockey. I don't think a lot of sweeps. I mean, I don't know. Yeah,
the first round of the NHL playoffs is always so much fun to watch. Yeah. So it'll get us in.
Yeah, I think it'll be. I think it'll be 5 games. I think they'll take it in 5.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, so now we got the Hurricanes versus the Islanders. Now, I think the Hurricanes win this, but I like the Islanders because of their name. I think the Islanders is a cool name.
Whenever we were in like high school and stuff, I would always play with the Islanders in NHL. Cal Clutterbuck, amazing slap shot. I don't even know if he's still on the team anymore, but I love his slap shot. C-A-L and then Clutterbuck.
Oh, there it is.
He's still on the team?
Yeah, he's an alternate captain for the Islanders.
Oh, yeah.
So we're...
Oh, yeah, give me the Islanders. Give me the Islanders
you
and
know
give
what?
Me Cal Clutterbuck.
Yeah.
That is what I want. That is what I need.
We need some Cal Clutterbuck. You hear the man? We need some Cal Clutterbuck.
I think I gave my friend some PTSD when I'd wind up with that slap shot.
All he'd hear was Clutterbuck with a shot. pierced in the
That was
net.
him, and Opozo was still on the team back then. I was pretty good with him.
Hell yeah. So we got, I mean, I'm going to be rooting for the Islanders. I will be rooting for them. But I do think the Hurricanes win this. I mean, did I just pick? No, I guess I probably didn't pick. Yeah. I mean, I probably did not pick all favorites.
I don't
really care.
That's what happens when you don't know the sport. You just kind of lean on the favorites. Would you take Toronto?
We took Toronto. Yeah. I think they might be they're the dog in the series.
Florida, so. Toronto, Rangers, and then I'm taking the Islanders. Yeah. So I got two of the opposite ones. The Western Conference, so that one's going to be fun to watch. First, we got Dallas, Vegas, which big Stars fans.
Big Stars fans.
See, the playoffs are just killing us right now. You know, the Mavs have to go against the Clippers, which is just, you know, you hate seeing that. And then now the Stars got to go against the Knights, who knocked us out last year, who really, like, they just out-physicaled the hell out of us last year.
It's not happening this year. Our young Bucks are grown up. They're growing up a little bit. We're ready to become men, and we're ready to be physical back.
Yeah, and the top nine, the first three lines, they're so good.
I mean.
And what, last month, Otter's been back playing how we expect Otter to play.
Otter's so damn good, man. Then when playoff starts, he turns into a different beast. Like,
well, we need that to keep up.
We do need that to keep up. I'm excited. I hope we get another playoff run like last year where Roope Hintz was just going off.
Watching Roope on a breakaway is so much fun.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for this. I think that we'll get our revenge this year. I hope we do. I mean, I was kind of nervous when I saw we were playing the Golden Knights.
Yeah, me too. I... 2 weeks ago, I said, anybody but Vegas. Let somebody else take them out for us.
So,
and now we just got to do it ourselves.
Yeah, I think we'll get it. We'll take them out ourselves. And I do like the rest of our path there. I mean, I think the Avs, they're always a team to look out for sure. They play very fast-paced hockey, and it's just they'll put up a lot of goals
That's
upon you.
That's who I got
quick.
My eye on.
But we did take our game against them in the regular season, our last game versus them, where they were up 2-0 on us.
Yeah.
I think we came back and beat them like 7-3 or something like that.
I said the Stars they're kind of like the Rangers last year. When they scored, the Rangers baseball. When they score, they can put it up in bunches.
We beat them 7-4. They were up 2-0. We came out and beat them 7-4. But it does look like they beat us in the season series this year, where they took three of the four games. So that'll be definitely one to watch out for.
Yeah.
As we get in the playoffs, hopefully it'll be our turn to get our couple games back on them, and the best time to get a couple games back on them. But maybe we hope for the Winnipeg Jets to take them out.
Winnipeg's not beating them. I don't think that they do. I mean, obviously
they're having a good season
hockey,
this year.
Playoff hockey, anything can happen.
They're having a good season this year, man. Go with Winnipeg. They got second in their division.
I don't know. I just, the Colorado, that, what, Rantanen, Makar, McKinnon, that is just, it's too much.
You think it's too much?
I do.
I mean, let's see. I'm going to pull up these betting lines really quick.
Yeah, see, the only first round series where the lower seed is a favorite is the Avalanche.
Wow.
Vegas knows what's up.
Yeah, Vegas definitely knows what's up. But I think as Stars fans, we should probably hope that the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah. Well, they were. So this says they had the best home, Colorado, the best home record at 31-9. And on the road, they were 19-6.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's just. That's pretty bad. But I don't know. I'm still taking them in the playoffs.
Wait, what'd you say?
See, look, at home, they're 31-9-1. On the road, they're 19-16-6.
What's Winnipeg? What's their at home? Yeah, no, that's pretty bad.
I don't know where that is. I don't see it.
I'm interested to see where is it. Winnipeg, we want to have the second most road wins. Okay, that's. I mean, Vegas has the Avs as a favorite for a reason, as a lower seed, and. I mean, I'm definitely going to go with the Avs to win this series, I think as Stars fans, we need to hope that the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, it would be awesome if someone else could take them out for us, but I don't see Winnipeg being that team. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, screw it, man. I think the Avs win in six.
Yeah.
Think so?
I think they might do it. Well, five. Yeah, six would be home ice. I'll give them, yeah, Avs and six.
Yeah, than sex. Yeah, I agree. I
Man.
think, yeah.
Vancouver, Vancouver is Nashville. I don't really have a
Yeah, I don't
expert
really
prediction on
know
this
shit
one.
on these teams,
Yeah,
but
so I say we just take a shot in the dark and take somebody, see if we're right.
let's see. You just want to take a shot in the dark, don't look up anything
I'm
on them?
taking the Predators.
Oh, okay.
Knowing nothing about them.
I've already taken. I don't know. Do I need to pick two Canadian teams?
I'm taking a Canadian team next, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I will take the Nashville Predators, and I will
Yeah.
also be taking Canadian team
Give
next after looking
me
at
Connor
this.
McDavid and Draisaitl
Yeah, the
and the
Edmonton
Oilers over
Oilers.
the Kings.
Yeah, I think the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid is
He is
amazing to
so much
watch,
fun to watch.
even as not the biggest hockey fan myself. I mean, I'm a big fan of hockey, but as somebody who doesn't
Like,
keep
we're
up with it
just.
consistently enough to know stats off the top of my head,
Yeah, I'd
I
say we're
do
more
think,
Stars fans than hockey fans, but we know McDavid is the truth.
Connor McDavid is the absolute truth. And yes, I have the Oilers taking this, and I think that, I mean, what does Vegas say about this series? Does they say it's gonna be,
Yeah, what's the line at?
they got it as -163 for the Oilers. So I mean, I honestly think that the Oilers also, I
Oh
think they
yeah.
take it. I
I
mean, they
honestly
could
kind
be
of
picked to
thought that
get to
they could be. I
five.
thought that they could be bigger favorites than that
Yeah, -163 isn't
for the whole
too
series.
crazy. Well, no, this is for
Oh,
the
that's for
series. This is
game
game
one.
one. So even
Okay.
what is it for the series? Let's see here. Series.
I feel like they're gonna be pretty big for the series.
-196. So yeah,
Damn.
I mean, I even think,
I
yeah,
would
I
have
mean.
thought they were like around 225, 220.
I think this series ends in, I guess I'm gonna go six again, man. I think
I have five.
five.
I'll
Yeah,
go in five.
I definitely see five. I mean, fives. Yeah, five. I was just looking at, like, if I saw -230, I was saying five.
All right, that's all we got for the first round of the NHL.
We'll
Before
see
we
how
talk a
that
little
shakes
college
out.
football, I do got one little thing right here. I saw 15-year-old Miles Russell made the cut at the Corn Ferry Tour. That's insane. Like,
Yeah.
what were you doing at 15 years old? And then imagine being in a
I can't.
professional golf tournament.
I wasn't doing very good things at
All these
15
guys
years
are
old.
trying to, get their PGA Tour card, and he's out here learning the periodic table.
Yeah, he
School.
is. That guy, I haven't read too much about this
Oh,
story, but.
I would say I don't know anything about him. I saw like people post the scorecards today. I think he had two eagles on the front nine today.
So he is the youngest player to ever make the cut on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
That is crazy. He shot a front 931. Holy crap. Why aren't you doing
I would love to. I
that?
shot a front nine 41 yesterday, and I was ecstatic about it.
He's doing it
So
at 15. What are you?
I'm 10
25?
years older, and I'm not doing that.
Well, I could tell you I'm not even close to doing
But
that.
I've also seen you hit a golf ball, so I don't really know if you're the one that should be talking shit
Yeah,
right
you're definitely a thousand
now.
times better than me at golf, but this guy's apparently a million times better than me at golf,
He's a
so
million times better than me at
yeah.
golf.
Well, shout out to Miles Russell.
Yeah.
Keep doing you. I'm sure we will see you
And
on the
I'm
tour
sure,
very
yeah, and
soon.
if you're looking for a school to go to, I'm sure you'd look great in the burnt orange and white. So just make your way down to Austin.
I
If
say,
Spieth and Scheffler can do it, you can do it too.
I think he should go to Oklahoma.
No, I'm sure he wants to be good at golf, so I wouldn't go there.
Well, come on. Give me something.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Miles Russell. We'll see you on the tour very, very soon, it looks like. We'll see you competing with Scottie
Maybe
Scheffler
you can just be
in
another Longhorn up at the top of the
no
leaderboard.
time. Oh, yeah, whatever.
I'm just going to try and speak it into existence. It's probably not going to happen,
Yeah.
but
Where's he from?
yeah, that's a good question.
Let's see. Oh,
You're
this
about to
isn't.
get just like a
Yeah.
Facebook profile. I don't know if you can figure
Yeah.
out where a 15-year-old's
I
from.
mean, I
Might
sure.
be frowned
No,
upon.
yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll say. I'm sure it
What
would
was that? Wait, hold
say
on, go back
I'm
up.
sure it would say it in one of these
Oh,
articles.
I thought that said Alaska. I was gonna say there's no shot, but
No, I'm sure it has it in one of these articles, but
probably like Florida.
yeah, I'm sure he's, I don't know, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
On the next topic, but wherever you're from, I guess we'll see
Go
whatever
to
college you
Austin,
hit. Yeah, don't go
Texas.
to Austin,
Go
Texas.
to
Don't
Austin,
go to
Texas.
Austin, Texas.
That's what you want.
Yeah. All
Oh,
right.
yeah. Oh, a little college football news today. You see, they're allowing coaches to communicate with the quarterbacks through the headset, and so they get one offensive player and one defensive player, just like the NFL. And I think the defensive who they give it to on the defensive side is going to be interesting, just because a lot of times in college football, the linebackers don't play every snap, depending on what formations you run.
Yeah.
But the fact that the quarterbacks can communicate with the coaches, especially as you can tell, I'm a Longhorn fan, especially in Austin, where Steve Sarkisian played quarterback, I think that's going to be huge this year. I don't know how much it's going to help you. You know, your coach played linebacker.
Yeah, I was about to say for
I do like even like you know I like to talk shit about OU, but I think all like by side, if your head coach was a quarterback in college, I think this is going to help tremendously.
I am interested to see this.
I think it's, and I also saw they're putting a 2-minute warning in, which like I think I read some once somewhere a long time ago. Like the reason that the NFL has a 2-minute warning is because like a long time ago, before you know the massive jumbotrons and stuff, the refs literally had a 2-minute warning just to let the head coach know, like, hey, the game's about to end. Well, now every coach knows that, but they'll never get rid of it because of advertising. They make so much money. But I do think it going to college football is a little ridiculous, but anything for more money.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting. I'm interested to see how, if these quarterbacks, because the college environment gets very loud.
Yeah, it does. I think, yeah, listening to it on the road,
I'm
you're gonna
interested to
see a lot of
see
this.
how that, yeah, I'm interested to see how college quarterbacks are able to deal with kind of tuning out the massive crowd noise in order to kind of focus on what the coach is calling in. And I'm
Yeah.
interested to see on how he's able to going to be able to relay that information to the rest of the offense
Yeah.
while the crowd is going nuts.
I still think that they will have the, you know, the hand signals and all that stuff, just because you got to have a plan B in case the technology goes down or something. But yeah, communicating it to everybody is going to be crazy. I wonder if we'll see more huddles this year.
Yeah, I mean
I
that's
honestly
definitely
don't think
good.
we will, just because it's not really college football, but we might.
Yeah, we might. I think I'm kind of against this because Brent Venables is
That's
known
what
for sign
I
stealing, which you kind of have to have signs
yeah.
being put up in order to sign steal.
Yeah.
And so if I don't want if that is necessarily the backbone to his great defenses, I'm going to
And
be very scared for Oklahoma
I could
football with
not,
this change coming.
like I said, I could not love it anymore because of the fact that Steve Sarkisian was a quarterback in college. That it's gonna, I think it's gonna help Quinn tremendously this year.
And OU football oftentimes will don't doesn't even call their defensive play until the quarterback is like 2 or 3 seconds away from snapping the
Yeah.
ball, because they wait for the signs to come in and then change based on the offensive formation and the signs that are coming in. They'll change their
Yeah.
defensive formation based on that. So I'm interested to see. I hope it doesn't hinder the Oklahoma Sooners too much because
Man, it is April and we are already so ready for college
yeah, we
football.
are ready. We
We get
are.
a little tease tomorrow with the spring game.
Yeah, I'm excited for the spring game. I think we both have, as an Oklahoma fan and a Texas fan, we both have a lot to, I don't know, to be scared of, to be
Yeah.
excited for, to kind of just look and see what our teams are going to
Yeah.
look like.
And even like, I mean, this will be like what the teams look like, but there is still another portal window.
Oh, yeah.
So I think like Texas still needs another, at least one, probably two defensive tackles. I think I saw,
OU as well. We're
yeah.
competing for Dominic Williams from TCU in the transfer
I
portal
think we're looking at, I forgot the guy's name from Arizona just now. But he's a big A-gap run stuffer, just like
now.
Devondre Sweat was.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can look up his name.
I
I
think.
don't know, but I just tried to Google A&M or Arizona, I mean, and I guess Jaden Rashada went in the transfer
Yeah, he
portal.
did go in the transfer portal. I saw his coach Dillingham wished him the best. I'm interested to see what happened there.
Yeah, something had to happen. I gotta
Yeah.
look up on who. I can't believe this guy's name just escaped me.
Let's see. I'm not sure, but I'm interested to see, well, at least while you're looking that
But yeah,
up, I'm
we
interested.
need one, probably two Texas defensive tackles.
I
Oh,
think.
it's not Arizona, it's UCLA. UCLA guy. What's his name? My computer wasn't as old as a dinosaur. I could.
Actually figure it out. But yeah, I think oh I know that OU and Texas are both the final two teams for Dominic Williams from TCU, and he was TCU's starting to tackle last year. He's a big old
Yeah.
boy as well, 6'2", 320 plus pounds, so he's a
Jay, there's no way I pronounced the last name right.
Jay Toya.
Toya, it's.
Toya.
But yeah, he's a big run stuffer, just like Tavondre Sweat was last year, and that's what we need.
Yeah, I think OU needs the same thing we have. I think we have the least amount of D tackles in the SEC that
And I don't
weigh over
think,
300
let's say y'all
pounds.
got no beef.
Yeah, we don't have beef. And I think a lot
Although I think some of our D linemen might have a little too much beef.
of. Yeah, and we're trying to get more beefy guys, but unfortunately, all of our kind of beefier built guys are freshmen and sophomores that are
Yeah.
still putting on pounds. Like I think the guy that weighs the most on the team right now is a
Enrolling.
spring enrollee that's a freshman.
That's what I think.
Or no, he weighs the second most. The first most is DeJounte Terry, but
I think Sadir Mitchell's got to weigh the most for Texas, if I had to guess. Maybe Cam Williams because he's 6'7" on the offensive line, but I think it's got to be Sadir, and he needs to, I think, lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah, I think. How did didn't Texas lose a good amount of offensive linemen, or
No, they've
they
returned
burnt
every
everybody?
single offensive
I
lineman.
thought a couple were
They
gonna go to the
returned.
draft.
Well, no, none of them were even draft eligible. I'm sure. This next window, we're gonna lose some to the portal that didn't. Like we already lost a guy who redshirted last year, Peyton
what's
Kirkland, I
Peyton
think his
Kirkland
name
from
was.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah, but every returning offensive line starter is back, which is huge. And I think we might even see a change in some of the offensive line to where a couple hit the portal. But offensive line, quarterback, we returned. Running back, we lost, and receivers, we lost. But Jonathan Brooks, running back, got hurt kind of towards the end of last year, so. And
Jarvis
with,
Baxter.
yeah, with Tashard Choice, I'm not sure. As long as he's our running back coach, I can never be worried about running back because Jaden Blue, Cedric Baxter, they're ready.
I'm interested to see. So, at least for OU's kind of side of things, I think that we are missing D tackle, but we have an incredible amount of talent at edge. And I'm interested to see if we're able to fill those D tackle spots, what our D line will look like, if it'll actually be
Yeah.
good. But I'm very, very worried about the offensive line side of the ball, or the offensive side of the ball in the line of scrimmage. I
Yeah,
think that.
new offensive line, new quarterback going into the SEC might be a little rough.
Yeah,
And I would love if that's the case.
we are definitely, it's making me very nervous, but we're definitely gonna have kind of a revolving door of parts that people that kind of go in out on the offensive line until we find the best mix, which always makes me nervous that we don't have
Yeah.
a set in stone line going into the
But
season.
like, and y'all have a rough schedule, but it's all back half, isn't it?
I
Like y'all
mean,
start pretty
we
easy, and then it gets
yeah. I
hard.
mean, our whole schedule is really hard, I think, to be honest. It's
Temple, Houston, Tulane, Tennessee, game what, four?
Yeah, I think we'll be ready for and we get them at home too, so that's
Yeah.
not too bad. And then going to Auburn, I mean, yeah, it's definitely the back half where we play freaking Texas, Ole Miss, Alabama, Missouri, LSU.
Yeah.
Those are dangerous games on the back half of the season for sure. But yeah, we are definitely, I think Texas fans are waiting to see. I think Texas's defense will be good. I don't really think that they,
Yeah,
I
I
think,
think they'll be good. If we
yeah.
got Trey Moore, he's like the number one defensive end edge rusher in the portal.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm so ready for the spring game tomorrow, and if I set the over under 10 times the amount of times I watched that between game one and now, I'd probably take the over.
Yeah, me too for the OU side of things. I think I'm very nervous. I think we'll have to wait and see. I think we have a lot of young talent, but we have a very, very hard schedule next year, an
Yeah.
impossible schedule. So it'll be interesting to see what they look like and be able to compare the games coming back next week to the podcast and talking
Yeah.
about it. I'm
Yeah.
excited for that. I'm sure we'll talk plenty about it tomorrow and
Oh yeah, we'll be
get some notes for
texting
next week.
nonstop tomorrow about it.
I'm sure. Do you know what time Texas spring game starts?
I know it was in the afternoon, but the weather down there is going to be so bad that I don't know if they moved it.
Let me see. I think OU started at 2, but yeah, it starts at 2:30. So I
Because
can watch it on ESPN Plus. Nice.
I saw that the spring game or the Longhorn baseball game tomorrow got moved up because of weather.
Yeah, Longhorn baseball. Doing real
We don't need to talk about them. But we can talk about how softball took 2 out of 3 from you guys if you'd
Yeah,
like.
we cannot talk about
Yeah.
that, but we'll see what happens when the big tournament comes around. But
One.
I think Oklahoma softball is definitely this on the they're not on the downfall, but I think this
No,
year that they have they're
there's
not.
definitely the biggest chink in the armor that y'all have had. Pitching is an issue for you guys. And if pitching is an issue, the offense has it show up every single day. Kind of
Yeah,
like
our offense kind of wishy-washy, that's
the
funny.
Rangers in baseball. Like if the offense doesn't show up, it might be a long day.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have some good pitching, but we could use a third pitcher.
Yeah.
We have Kelly Maxwell, and
Yeah.
she's really good. But
Her and
yeah,
what was it, Nicole May?
Nicole May, yeah, she's pretty. I mean, I wouldn't say she's as good as Kelly
Well,
Maxwell, but she's
yeah.
definitely good. She's good. But in softball, you need. I guess in softball, you can have one pitcher just go for a
Yeah, you can try
while.
and ride them, but they'll normally get
Yeah,
fatigued.
they normally do. But yeah, I mean, it'll be an exciting day tomorrow.
Yeah, 1 o'clock tomorrow in Austin. The weather better be sunshine. I need to see what they can look. I'm excited to see Quinn throw the ball.
I'm excited to see what I'm excited to see if any like what Texas is gonna look like at the skill
Yeah, I would
positions.
say receiver is going to be a big one for tomorrow.
I think that especially with, I mean, I know Texas sets the run game really well and relies a lot on the run game, but
Yeah.
they do need their
Needs the run
receivers
to
to
set
make
up the
big
pass.
plays. Yeah.
I do expect a lot out of Cook, Jonte Cook. So we're hoping that that is the case, but
I'm feeling pretty good over here about Oklahoma's receivers. Now it's just going to be
also y'all
about,
returned everybody this year,
yeah.
didn't you?
Well, I mean, most of our receivers were like young, very, very
Yeah.
young. A lot of our receivers are very, very young. Jade Gibson might start. I think he'll be a redshirt sophomore this year.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see tight end to see. I think Gunnar Helm's good. Obviously, when you have JT Sanders in front of you the last 2 years like you did, it can be a little tough because
Yeah, that's going to be a big
he's
one for
very good, but
Texas,
yeah.
is losing
And
the
we
safety
gotta
blanket.
yeah, well we did get Armani Nyblack in the portal from Bama.
Hopefully it doesn't turn out very good.
That makes one of us that hopes that.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous about us at tight end this year as well, but I do believe we brought in Bower Sharpe in transfer portal, and he's been looking fairly decent. And he's been I've read the reports of the spring, and it looks like he'll be
Where's
kind of
he
a
from?
safety blanket. He was actually from I believe D2 school, and he was like kind of a quarterback, tight end, wide receiver, but at
So
OU.
just a freak athlete.
Yeah, he's 6'4", 245. He started out as a quarterback for Southeastern Louisiana and kind of made his way towards a kind of a gadget guy, but I think he's extremely athletic and he'll play a lot of kind of maybe not tight end on the line blocking, but at
Yeah.
least as a safety blanket, like slot kind of,
Flexed out tight
yeah,
end.
flexed out kind of deal. We could probably even line him up at fullback and do some cool things with him. So I'm kind of excited to see that. I guess we'll have to see because tight end is also a big question mark for Oklahoma as well.
Yeah.
So, but I do believe, I mean, we brought in he was the number one tight end in the 2025 class before he reclassified. And he's now a freshman at OU. So, what's his name? Davion Mitchell is his name. So he'll be exciting to watch in the coming years, but I don't think he'll. Obviously, he was a year younger and reclassified. He
Yeah.
won't be ready
He's
for.
probably gonna need a year in the weight room to put some muscle on.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he'll be ready for this season, especially with the schedule we're gonna run into. There's gonna be a bunch of grown ass men.
I think that's about all. You got anything else you want
I got nothing else, man. I think, let's see, we're good to close up. Oh, what would be your lock of the weekend between hockey and NBA?
to add? Mm.
If you were gonna pick any.
Well, I thought I had the lock today with the Kings. Turns out we didn't.
Well, do you have an NHL lock, or it could be NBA lock? NBA.
Pacers to win game one. What are they?
-120
I'll
for
take
money line.
that.
-120 on the
Pacers
money
minus
line.
120 money line. Game one. Give me that. Feed me it.
I'm going to take kind of a homer pick, but I like the Stars game one.
Yeah.
I think the Stars take game one. I really do. Stars take game one.
-110,
Minus
minus
130.
130. Can't read.
Yeah, -130.
All right, so you got Stars and I got Pacers. Let's hope we go 2-0 on that one.
Hopefully we go 2-0 on that one. I do like the Stars. Good old Stars.
I mean, I love the Stars. I don't hate that pick at all. And I hope you're right.
Me too. Yeah.
If one of us is right, I hope it's you. I can tell you that much, because if Indiana loses, it's
Gonna affect you too
not
much.
gonna be a day ruiner. If
Nope.
Stars lose, that might be a day ruiner.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be a day ruiner because, well, I mean, yeah, they play on Monday. So,
Yeah.
get the Mavs on Sunday, get the Stars on Monday. Exciting
Hopefully.
stuff.
Hopefully they go back to back, win-win.
Spring game tomorrow, Mavs
Yeah.
on Sunday, Stars on Monday. We get a really good
Yeah.
3 days in a row here. This is awesome.
Great, great 3 days.
But all right, I think we're ready to wrap up.
Yep.
First podcast was a
Yep.
success, my
It
friend.
was a lot of
Quick
fun.
success. Hell yeah. We'll be coming back at this with once a week for now. We're kind
Yeah.
of pondering going 2 times a week during the football season because there's a lot of stuff to cover around that
Yeah.
time of year.
And that is definitely the sport that we follow the most.
By far. So we're very excited about that. We'll be
Yeah.
covering probably college football every now and then up until
Yeah,
that
just
point. Just kind of touching on
keep
it,
talking about it when stuff's happening.
Kind of keep if any more rule changes come out or anything like
Yeah.
that. But yeah, we'll have plenty to talk about with college football next week.
Yep.
So we'll have a good
Thank you
recap.
guys for coming in, and make sure to tune back next week.
Tune back in next week. Thank you guys.